That's being connected to the Shuvah somehow. Right? And he brought two psukim to show that this idea is something that's part of the Shuvah. It's not just a mitzvah like any other mitzvah to stop people doing avayos and getting into Shuvah. That affects your own Shuvah. Right? We said that seems to be a little bit of a chiddush, which he brought two psukim to show that's part of your Shuvah. So he's just a little bit bothered. He brought a third posuk as well, and the third posuk, okay, I mean, it says there as well, it's a good thing to do. It doesn't seem to suggest at all that it's part of your own Shuvah. And when he started off, he started off, and he finished with these two psukim, which is brings to show that it's your Shuvah. In the middle, he says, I've got another posuk as well, which doesn't actually say anything about Shuvah. It just says, you should be mechiyach other people, stop unbuilding a ringus. So, maybe mentioned this last time, again, it doesn't totally explain it, but what he's bringing from this posuk is, it's not just that there's a mitzvah to be mechiyach other people. What he's bringing from this posuk is, as he carries on, he says, we see from this posuk that if you had an opportunity to stop other people doing a ringus, and you didn't, right, then you yourself are punished for that avera. Okay. That avera of that other person is somehow you're connected now to that avera, and so it's as if it's your own avera. Mm-hmm. So that's what he's bringing from that pasuk, and that seems to be saying for some reason that's why it's connected to your tshuva, because you haven't totally turned away from you're still in to some extent in some way of looking at it. You're still doing this avera somehow. You're still connected to these averas which you've done before, even though not to drink it yourself. Right? If you're lying, these are ways to happen to other people. In general, it's true. Where if we're understanding the tshuva, we're not just doing tshuva for selfish reasons. We're doing tshuva because we understand there's a hakad Hashem made the world and what He wants us to do, and we acted in the wrong way. And so we see from this pasuk that extends not only to yourself. Right? We want what Hashem wants in this world, that shouldn't be avayos at all. And if we don't care about other people doing avayos, that shows a lacking in ourselves, in our own approach to these avayos. So that looks like what he's saying. He seems to try to explain why that's also part of the tshuva. The fact that we see that stopping other people doing avayos is your own avayah, it's not a connected avayah itself. That itself seems to be a reason why it's part of your tshuva as well. Okay, still not 100% clear. That's what we saw last time. Okay, that's it. Bring the. Okay, so then we started the next one. Now we had finished this. The equivalent of this again. 51. So now he says in Yeshlamlo Bio Ikwe Tshuva, we are finished explaining these principles or components of Tshuva. Now he's going to bring what seems to be a Chazal somewhere, which he's going to bring. The Rif brings it, and the Rambam brings it. A lot of the Shredim bring it. Right, the Achrona point out that we're not sure where it's from exactly. So it seems to be some sort of Tosefta or something which we don't have, but they're going to bring the Rif and the Rambam bring this Braisa which says that there are things, 24 things which are Ma'akev Shura. So that means exactly that's what he's going to bring now. So he's going to explain this for us. After Siman above God explained the Doyim of Achmas Shura, we have to now understand and think about these things which we've explained how to do Tshuva, the positive actions of Tshuva, but you have to be aware there are things which can be Ma'akev Es Hatshuva. So what do those words mean? They are Ma'akev, the Ma'akev, the Tshuva. So he says, I'm saying it, man. I mean to say with this.
You know, it's very interesting. In this 51, this translator said that it's not impossible, it will make more difficult.
Right, that's what he's going to say. That's what he's going to read it out. So it's finally, Ma'akev is going to say, when we talk about Ma'akev the Tshuva, right? So this line is very important here. We have to remember this. Kinich Horak Oloi, what we're referring to is somebody who has thrown off the yoke of a Kodesh Baruch Hu in some way. V'nichshal be'echod mehem tomid, and he has stumbled in one of these things which we're going to list soon. Tomid, he's constantly nichshal in this area, not just he happened to do them once. Right? Someone who's nichshal tomid, right? That's called his Perik Oil. He has thrown off the yoke, as we saw right at the beginning again. I think it's Dadad or something like that. He explained that someone who does an affair constantly, that's shown that he has thrown off the yoke of Kadosh Baruch Hu. So once you've done this with these certain affairs, Tshuvotzei Kosher, that will make the Tshuva very difficult to do. Right? That's what he explained, like Mr. Tshuva. Like you said, that means it's not impossible to Tshuva. There are certain affairs which someone is it does them constantly, that makes it more difficult. Sure, even every Averi here had said previously, any Averi you should do constantly, it's hard to do tshuva. The more often you do it, you know, we had the Gemara, it says, someone who does an Averi many times is nasa l'kaheta of Averi v'shon avoy, you do an Averi a few times, once you've done a few times, you don't see it anymore as an Averi, and you think it's okay. So, but here, and these especially more than other Averis, they make tshuva difficult. And if you do these Averi, then he says you have to try it, which we saw last time, he said you have to daven to Hashem and exert yourself to make sure you do tshuva. Okay, so let's see. So let's see what these are. Ask the Chomer, Asher Dibur Rabbi Zinzer, number 52. We're going to now mention all of the things that Chazal said. Omu Rabbi Zinzer and Rabbi Zinzer, Esrim v'arbor dvorim v'akvim es tshuva. V'eilu heim. So he brings it this way, he brings it. I'll tell you before you see them, the Rambam puts them into five separate categories. Why these things, there's all different things here, why they make tshuva difficult. He says there's all different reasons why they make tshuva difficult. Let's see what he says here. Elohim, Rechilus, Veloshon Hora. Saying Loshon Hora, I think it's, he counts it. There's two things, Rechilus and Loshon Hora, both someone who is Nechshal Talmud in these things, it's very difficult for him to do tshuva. Why is that? Sorry, Leitron, I think I actually saw this once. He says that it's very difficult to tshuva for a few reasons. One of the reasons is it's a type of thing which you get so used to doing. He gives a whole list of reasons why Loshon Hora is difficult to tshuva from. Okay, and again, he mentioned before that these are things that you have Porak Olay and your Nishal Tomid. You're thrown off the yoke and your Nishal Tomid in the Chilus Loshon Hora, that makes it difficult to tshuva. Baal Chema Ubaal Machshol Loro. Baal Chema, someone who is, how would they translate Baal Chema over there? Someone who's
who is tuna on anger.
Who is what?
Prone
to anger. It is prone to anger.
He tuna on anger.
Okay, yeah. He's a Baal Chema.
Anger always ready.
Right. Now, it's interesting. I saw one of them, they point out, oh, I'm not sure what the answer to this is. The way they set them out, all of them, they're going to talk about actions a person does. The wording is the notion of actions, right? Baal Chema is going to carry on. Mishaber Osha, a person who is does this, a person who does that, a person who does the other, right? Except for the very first two, Rechilus Loshon Hora. He doesn't say somebody who speaks Loshon Hora. He does all of the rest.
No, right? Does he translate simply Loshon Hora?
Right, Loshon Hora, that's the word. You know, these are the verses, Rechilus Loshon Hora.
You can listen, you can talk.
Oh, so very good. That's what I was thinking. Very good. That's what I was thinking. Excellent. That could be he's trying to point out here. These are not necessarily things where even if you're a Kabbalah Loshon Hora, right? As well as he's trying to include them as well. The Chilus Loshon Hora, any person is a speaker, and also the Makabel as well. Actually, yeah, that's a nice thing as well. That's what he's trying to add in. All these as well. It's someone who's, comes out a bit of a Chumma, not a Chumma, right? You have to know. Someone who is used to accepting listening to Loshon Hora and accepting Loshon Hora as well, he's going to be in this category of somebody who is very difficult to
Loshon Hora.
Be aware of that.
Loshon Hora doesn't exist without listening.
Right, yeah. Okay. 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 Baal Chema, someone who is a Baal Chema, again, this is somebody who seems to be a mid of his, not just he happened to be lose his temper, again, someone who is Nifshab and Tomit, we'll call him a Baal Chema. And go, Baal Machshav Ra, somebody is prone to bad thoughts. Okay. Vaham is Chaber Rasha, somebody who joins,
associates himself as a wicked
person. Associates them with a wicked person. Okay, we'll read through them, and maybe after this time, next time maybe we'll see the Rambam how he explains all of them.
Yes,
yeah. Right? Somebody again, rogel, somebody who is used to partaking in a meal which is not sufficient for its owner. In other words, you go and join somebody else's meal, even though he doesn't have enough himself really. Yeah, he's a poor person,
or you take him too much. If you right. take normal amount, it will be okay for everybody.
Yeah, so
and,
I'm talking about...
And here we can see now best medicine happen very often. How we see it? We see it that he put this waffle stuff, and person living with 5-6 waffles.
Okay, maybe that's a good one. Maybe, yeah, or a owner, right. I'm talking about a poor person doesn't matter itself. It's interesting, this is chosen as a, yeah. Seems to be a very specific example. You'd say about, you know, not worrying about the money or, okay, it reminds me of a story that Rabbi Shaul Salanta, that somebody invited him for a meal, and this was a poor person, and he didn't want to join with the meal, so he didn't want to tell him, no, I'm sorry, I can't join in because I'm not allowed to. So he said, I'm sorry, but my doctor doesn't let me eat this food. Okay, somebody was with him. Somebody asked him, so he said, okay, fine, and he left, and the person then says, what do you mean your doctor doesn't let you eat? He says, I meant the Rambam. The Rambam is my doctor. The Rambam says, halacha, that you shouldn't take from a meal, which is, you know, it's like I said, rather. Okay, so again, I still wanted to unfortunately point out here why the wording here is he said beforehand, he said all of these 24 things are referring to ideas which are nishal behem tomet. All of them are things which you do constantly, very often. So why in this one especially he stresses again, he didn't say someone who is rogel and nashon hora, rogel and that's what we're talking about, someone who is nishal behem tomet. Why in this one specifically he stresses again his rogel, he's used to partaking in the siddur, he does it often. What should I say? Someone who is, I'm not sure what else you should use, someone who eats together. So it was just the matter. I don't know. That's what they pointed out. That's
it's totally right. Insensitive to the fact he's taking food out of somebody's mouth.
Right. Right. Yeah, but the question is...
It's totally insensitive that he keeps doing it.
Right, no, the question was, all of them, we're talking about things that you keep on doing. We know that anyway. That's how that was instruction.
He's not speaking. There's no logic in our argument. There's no logic.
Right, no, I'm saying all these 24 things, he starts off before, and says they are things which you're nishal behem tomet. If you do them one time, obviously that's not such a problem. But if you do them constantly, these are then a mark of tshuva. One of these things that if you do them constantly, a lack of shuvah, right, speaking of shemara, anger, associating with the rosha, and taking part in a suddah of which is not enough for the bailim, right? So you should. He says again, the harogil be suddah shnei sekhs abala. I mean, he's used to it, he does it constantly. We're talking about some of the constantly. That all of these 24 things are things which you do them constantly, they're a lack of shuvah, right? So. This one as well. You've been insensitive to this poor person, Nachnami, and if you do that constantly, then it's really mark of the tshuva. But I have to stress again when he explains what this one, he says again, the harogel. Right? We know that's what we're talking about anyway. All these 24 things are things which you are harogel to do, which we used to do. He seems to stress it especially by this one. Could be, you know, maybe other errands. Could be this the type of thing which you don't do constantly. It's not the type of thing which happens constantly. Right? Even if it's not constant, but if it happens often enough, that itself is a mark of the tshuva.
Maybe we should stop here and continue.
Yeah, okay, so yeah, we'll stop here. We're not going to finish this anyway this time. We'll stop here and we'll carry on the next one. We'll see you again next time. This is like the last last number of this channel.
Yeah, we will start with number 7.